Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Coming up on April 9th is the first picker's market of the picker season in the city of Litchfield, and I am pleased to be joined by Litchfield Tourism Coordinator Sarah Wagner. Sarah, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And I imagine with the first picker's market of the year coming up so soon, you're pretty much well prepared for it, are you not?
We, on behalf of Litchfield Tourism and Prairie Pickers, we are definitely working hard to make sure that this third season of the Litchfield Picker's Market is off to a great start. We're super excited to come back to the streets of downtown Litchfield. We have a great amount of vendors signed up for April, so it's going to be back in full force on April 9th, and we're really excited about it.
And obviously, like you said, this is your third season having it, but just in case there's somebody listening who is unfamiliar with the Picker's Market or unfamiliar with the rules and regulations, could you go over some of those for me?
Absolutely. So the Litchfield Picker's Market is an open-air market that takes place every second Sunday of the month from April to October in Litchfield's downtown area from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is a specialized market in that it only allows vendors to sell antiques, collectibles, vintage items, and refurbish and upcycled items. So the key for this market is everything sold is prior to 1980. So it's basically a portable antique market that we bring to you.
And obviously this is the first one coming up on April 9th, as we mentioned. Are you still taking vendors for the, I don't know if you're taking vendors for this market, but are you still taking vendors for the other markets in the season?
Absolutely. Applications for each month can be found on visitlitchfield.com/events, and you can click on the Litchfield Pickers Market link. You can pull up the 2017 vendor registration form, and we are taking applications from May through October, but the applications are up all summer. You can apply for 1 month, you can apply for all months, and all the information you need is on that application. So visit litchfield.com/events and click on the Litchfield Pickers Market link. You can always follow Litchfield Pickers Market on Facebook as well, and we put links up on that page as well.
Sarah, was there anything new that was going on with this year's Pickers Market that you hadn't done in the past?
Nothing new. We are bringing back the entertainment all day like we did last year. That seemed to be a hit. So for the April 9th market, Hunter Sharp will kick off the 2017 season, and he will perform in Library Park from 9 a.m. to 11:30. And then following Hunter will be B&B Strings, and they will perform from noon to 3. So we always encourage people, feel free to bring your lawn chairs, blankets, anything to make your day in Litchfield a little bit more comfortable.
And you will be having food and drinks supplied there as well, I believe.
That is correct. We have food located all along State Street at every intersection, so we just to make it easier for visitors to kind of get the layout on every corner on State Street, we do have food vendors, so they are spread throughout the market, so you have multiple different options. We do have our food vendors listed on the Pickers Market website, or Pickers Market portion, and we tell where everybody's located at, so if there's something you really want to eat, you can get on there and see what each vendor has and where they're located. Another tip for if you've never been to the Pickers Market before, we always do encourage everyone to bring wagons and totes and pickup trucks. People that haven't been before tend to say that that's what they wish they knew. So that's a fun fact about the Pickers Market. Make sure you bring your wagons and totes and carts for all the treasures that you'll find.
Absolutely. And it looks like the tourism office will have an information booth available at the market.
Absolutely. At every market, we put a tourism information booth that is run by my great volunteers in front of the library, the flagpole in the library park. So if you have any questions, we always have applications up there. It's available for Litchfield information if you need directions. It's a great resource for visitors. You can also purchase a Picker's Market t-shirt up there as well. So they are the one-stop shop. They're located right next to the Prairie Pickers booth as well. So we work alongside each other.
And Sarah, because this is such a huge event each year, it covers a lot of area and it forces the city to shut down some roads. Could you tell me the roads that are closed during the Picker's Market?
Absolutely. So from 4 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., the following roads will be closed April 9th for safety of everyone involved around the market. So the roads that will be closed are State Street from Union Avenue to the south entrance of the Brown Shoe Apartments, Monroe Street from Union Avenue to Edwards Street, Madison Street from Union Avenue to Edwards Street, and then the side streets of Kirkham, Ryder, and Edwards from Monroe Street to Madison Street, and Edwards is closed from Monroe Street to Jefferson.
And I assume you'll want people who live in those upstairs apartments on State Street to park elsewhere.
Yes, there are multiple city lots that people are welcome to park in. They will not be towed from those lots.
Sounds good. Again, that first market is coming up on April 9th. Can you give me a list of the dates one more time for the other markets specifically? You said it's the second Sunday of every month.
Yes, it is the second Sunday of the month, and those dates are April 9th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 13th, September 10th, and October 8th.
Now, if anyone has any questions, I'm sure they're welcome to call you at the office. Or what was the website again, in case they wanted
to
find out more information?
Sure. Best way to get a hold of the Picker's Market is either checking the Litchfield Picker's Market Facebook page. You can log on to visitlitchfield.com/events and click the Litchfield Picker's Market. Or from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can call the Litchfield Tourism Office at 217-324-8147.
That's Sarah Wagner with the Litchfield Tourism Office. And Sarah, I know he wasn't able to be on this interview with us today, but you have a partner in crime who does very well with this as well, in Mark Brazel.
Absolutely. Mark Brazel and I work alongside. He's a great partner with Prairie Pickers, has definitely helped make this event what it is. I really am excited and always enjoy working alongside him. As I mentioned, Prairie Pickers booth is next to the tourism tent, so make sure to hit up Mark there, say hi, check out his booth. Definitely a great asset to the Litchfield Tourism Office.
Sarah, was there anything else you wanted to mention regarding the Picker's Market, whether it be this first one or in general?
I would just say on behalf of Litchfield Tourism and Prairie Pickers, we're really looking forward to seeing everyone this summer. We have some great markets coming up. I know many of the vendors, some great vendors bringing you. I've seen some of the items that are coming, so it's really exciting. And we're definitely looking forward to kicking off the 2017 season.
Absolutely. That is Sarah Wagner, the tourism coordinator with the city of Litchfield. Sarah, thank you again for joining me, and good luck with the Picker's Market season, and we will talk to you again soon.
As always, David, thanks for having me. It's
Not
always enjoyable.
And that will do it for this edition of Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.